You're playing with Candy and Ollie.
Oh, finally back. I bet you two boys are exhausted after such a tough match. State champions, that's truly incredible, you two. You should be proud of yourselves.
Yes, you both truly outdid yourselves. Your Seth did a great job catching the ball when needed, while my Cody carried the game like a quarterback should. All the girls in the audience were ogling you when you lifted that trophy, son. You'll be very popular come Monday.
Aubrey, what exactly are you implying here? My son wasn't carried by anyone. He had over 150 yards receiving, and your son would have been useless without him always getting open. Not to mention, I openly heard the girls next to us saying they'd all try to get a piece of my son next week. He'll be dropping twice as many panties as your son.
You really think that your son is not only a better football player, but a better lover? Absurd. Cody is constantly taking girls out and then coming home with their panties as trophies. I've seen them covered in spunk in the laundry bin. He's the most virile stud in the entire state.
Well, my son's entire Instagram is full of pictures of him having woken up next to his latest conquest. And every time a girl leaves after visiting, they walk out bow-legged and cross-eyed. He fucks them so good. He could go forever. There's no way he'd lose in endurance or virility to your son.
Well, as I see it, there's really only one way to solve this, Melanie. We might not be able to judge their football skill here, but we can compare their sexual attributes.
Fine, then. Let's start by comparing the size of their cock and balls. I've seen my son's. I know there's no way he'll lose to yours. Seth, honey, get out that fat cock. I know how huge you are, and there's no way we can lose this. Yes, I am serious. Do it now.
You too, Cody. We won't lose in anything. So whip it out and show her what real manhood is about. Holy fuck.